2, 1, drop it.
Hello, this is your host, Dylan Pitts.
And I'm Reese Zito.
And today we will be recapping NCAA March Madness Men's Basketball Tournament.
We will be focusing on how Duke lost early.
And we're also going to be focusing on how far Purdue came in the Final Four, and most importantly, the championship game between Texas Tech and Virginia. This is ESPN Junior. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hello, and this is Dylan Pitts back at you for ESPN Junior. And as we said, in this segment of the episode, we will be talking about how Duke lost early, and Zion and RJ Barrett lost against Michigan State, and how RJ Barrett missed that free throw. And we will also be talking about how Purdue stepped up their game and surprised everyone with Carson Edwards going on fire. Now, first we'll be talking about Duke. As we said, it surprised everyone when Duke lost. From research, we found 39.6% of voters thought that Duke would win it all. Also, they thought 16.3% thought that North Carolina would win, 8.5% for Gonzaga, 7.7% for Virginia, 5.2% for Kentucky, 4.9% for Michigan State, 4.4% for Tennessee, and 3.2% for Michigan, and also 0.9% for Kansas, and 0.8% for Texas Tech. What do you think about that, Reese?
So, I have to say, seeing that Texas Tech did such a good job in the tournament, like, 0.8% is really low, so.
Okay. I picked Duke to win in two of my three brackets. I thought Zion would go on fire and RJ Barrett would do awesome. I just thought they would come together as a team very well. But as we saw, Michigan State beat them. So, what do you think the keys were to that game, Reese?
Well, I have to say, if Duke, just watching the game from, you know, house and everything. So, Duke lost 67-68. Michigan State, as we know, was number two seeded, and Duke was number one. So, I have no idea. It was really close. They're both 32-6.
What boggled me most about the game was how the game started. I think it was really a hard blow to Duke to see Michigan State starting off like they did. I mean, in the first quarter, Michigan State scored 34 and the Duke scored 30. And just at the beginning of that quarter, Michigan State was just on fire. Cassius Winston was doing awesome. And Ward got in there a little bit. But in that second half, I feel like Duke was like, come on, let's do this. We're a better team than them. And they were fired up. And they scored 37, and they scored 34. But then at the end of that game, when RJ Barrett missed that free throw, it was done. But I just feel really bad for Zion Williamson and how everyone was saying he's such a good player. And how he's surrounded by all these young guys, and how he's on such a great basketball team that he didn't get to the national championship to show off. That's just what I think about this.
Okay, so, I do have to talk. If Duke played how they did on the last part of the game,
they would have
won. For the whole game, they could have won. They just needed to have their minds click. Like, even though we were a better team, we still need to act like a better team. Okay, so, Duke did have 32.6, their average, and so did Michigan State. Yeah. So.
And next, we will talk about how Purdue stepped up their game. I mean, this was an amazing game against Purdue versus Virginia. I mean, did you see how Carson Edwards played? He had 42 points that game. 42. You know that, right?
Yeah.
42 points of Purdue's 75. But the biggest thing to me was how Ryan Klein played the second half. If Ryan Klein had played how he played the game before, and even if he had played the first half like he did the second half, Purdue would have won that game, and Purdue would have gone to the Final Four. Who knows? Maybe they would have won the championship instead of Virginia. Who knows?
Yeah. So let's talk about the scores. 80-75.
And what was so good about that game was at halftime, it was 30-29. Purdue was up by one. And then everyone knows is Purdue didn't, Ryan Klein missed his free throw, and Purdue didn't box out when they shot the free throw and he missed, and Virginia tipped it out and they threw it in, got that last second shot, blah, 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 blah. He made the shot.
Okay, so.
I'm disappointed about that too. It went into overtime. But I just feel like mainly if Ryan Klein had played better, if he had made that free throw. But if you look at the stats, Ryan Klein absolutely was awful the second half. He stopped taking shots, and everyone knows if you're a Purdue fan and if you watch Purdue, even if you're just a Big Ten person, Ryan Klein is one of the best three-point shooters maybe in the NCAA, but he stopped shooting, which I don't know why. If he would have shot more, Purdue would have won the game and gone to the Final Four, maybe gone to the championship, maybe even won it all. That's my opinion.
Now, I've seen a pattern through both games of Duke and Purdue, both losing. Both, like Dylan said, was the free throws they missed, stopped shooting. I think if they took more chances on shooting more than defense, well, you still got to have the defensive side of it.
Yeah,
the defensive side of the play. But if they did more shooting, more instead of just trying to lay back, they could have. Purdue could have pulled forward. Duke could have pulled forward.
Here's something. That's something I wanted to mention. Virginia has one of the best defenses in the NBA. I believe I looked at it. Coming into the game, they had the first best defense in college basketball. And hear me out right here. This is amazing. Purdue did so well on offense that Virginia came out as the number three team on defense. That is how good Purdue's offense was. But, like I said, it all came down to those little things, those free throws. If Klein had made that free throw.
If he shot more.
If Travion Williams, one of their stars that's coming up, is a great big man. He's a freshman, but I have high hopes for him. If he had made two of his free throws that he both missed earlier in the game, Purdue would have won if he had made one of them. If Nojel Eastern, earlier in the game, he drove in, shot a layup, he missed it. If he had made that, Purdue would have won the game. Every little thing, every miss they made, every free throw they missed, every time they were sloppy on defense, every time they gave up, that cost them the game.
Yeah, so in different sports, there's like things that go. So if there's a chance, you want to capitalize on that chance. You want to make sure that chance was used correctly. Now, I have to say, Purdue the team, did pretty good.
They did
very well the tournament. No one thought they were going to do that good. I could easily tell, but like they did pretty good.
I mean, a lot of people had Old Dominion beating Purdue. I talked to a lot of people and they said, oh yeah, I had Old Dominion beating Purdue because they're awful. I hate that.
No, just because in the past, Purdue might have been not that good, whatever, any team it did for all. You can't just like say off the knowledge. You have to look at like today's standings, everyday standings. And also, Purdue, if you capitalize on, like, the other team easily will capitalize on those mistakes.
On that offense.
If you, let's say you threw a three-pointer shot. You don't want to be lazy. Like, if you either take that or go in. Like, you just can't be lazy with that.
Exactly. And a couple other things I wanted to mention. I was surprised when Purdue got that number three seed. I would have thought they would have gotten a number four seed number 3 seed. I was very surprised, but I mean, I was happy. But they stepped up. They showed them that they deserved that 3 seed, and they showed them, they showed all those teams off. I mean, they beat Tennessee, who everyone was like, oh yeah, Tennessee's going to whoop their butt. Oh, Villanova's going to whoop their butt. I mean, Carson Edwards was averaging 35 points a game in the NCAA tournament. And one other thing, I personally think that the refs missed a lot of calls that game. The Virginia's power forward, I believe, it was either the power forward or the center. You can look back at the replays if you want. He maybe have had 10 moving screens that game that they didn't call. And on one particular play, this just makes me so angry. He shoved Carson Edwards. He put his hands on him, shoved him to the ground, and there was no call. It is kind of like what is happening in the NBA, how they're giving certain teams, you know what I mean, Reese?
Yeah, like,
they're giving certain teams more,
like chances.
Chances, like how they weren't giving the Pacers chances against the Cavaliers just because Cleveland's bigger than
also
Indianapolis, which just makes me angry.
That made me bring up a point. So, in football, even though we're talking about basketball, I have to say, football, same thing that goes with the Patriots. A few seasons, they cheated. The refs, I don't think they care because they're a winning team. They have a good team. I don't care. But the same thing with this college basketball. You can't, like, refs pick a side, not because they want to, because they choose, well, this team's playing good, they might as well win. Like,
exactly.
They never give the other team a chance. So that might be what happened with Purdue or Duke, if you look at it. I'm not looking at it right now, but, like, you could look at it, and it might be something.
Okay, and that's it for this segment of the episode, and we'll be right back to you. Stay tuned. Hello, and we are back to ESPN Junior. This is your host, Dylan Pitts.
And I'm Reese Zeal.
And now we're going to be talking about the final 4 games, and most importantly, the championship game. The first game we'll be talking about today is the Texas Tech Red Raiders against the Michigan State Spartans for the final 4. So, what are some things you want to point out about this game, Reese?
So, first about the scoring. 61-51. That's a 10-point difference. Most minutes on the game, 38 minutes by David Moriti.
Okay. So you just want to talk about minutes?
Yeah, just minutes for now. Who got the points and how many minutes? Because, see.
Okay. So some main things I want to point out about the game is how some people on Michigan State underperformed. I'm really disappointed in their center, Nick Ward. I mean, I know he only had 13 minutes and how he's under all this injury stuff, but I'm just disappointed in his performance. He had 4 rebounds, okay, fine, but no assists and only 5 points. I'm just disappointed. But another guy, this guy is Cassius Winston. He had 40 minutes. He had 16 points, 2 assists, and 2 rebounds. I don't know about you, Reese, but I think that's pretty disappointing with 40 minutes.
Yeah, 40 minutes on. You should be scoring multiple and
30
even
points.
Assists. Exactly. Now, we're going to go back to Texas Tech now. I saw something that was really funny. David Moretti had the most minutes on his team, 38 minutes. 2 rebounds, 0 assists, and 5 points. Now, is that funny or what?
But keep in mind, he's a guard.
Yes, but still, I mean, come on. 38 minutes, like, though, to be honest, Michigan's Texas Tech had way more minutes than that.
I get what you mean. So, one thing I feel like Michigan State's defense was fine. I mean, giving up 61 points, I mean, fine. But Michigan State needed just a better offense. I mean, their defense was pretty good. They held them to 61, fine. But their offense was awful, as I said earlier, talked about Cash Winston and Nick Ward. But here's something. Xavier Tillman, He had 36 minutes, and everyone knows he's a pretty good forward for him. He had 1 assist. The rebounds, I love this amount of rebounds. 8 rebounds, I love that. I mean, you love seeing that out.
Yeah.
And then 7 points.
Yeah.
Iffy. I mean, it's on the downside, but okay. We're going to look at the field goal percentages. This is what I'm talking about for the offense. You ready to hear Michigan State's field goal percentage? 31.9% from the field goal
percentage. Okay, now...
In Texas Tech's was 43.1. I mean, that is why Michigan State lost. And look at this 3-point percentage. This is even worse. Michigan State's 3-point percentage was 29.2%. That's awful. And then listen to Texas Tech's. This is an even bigger reason why they lost. Their threes. The 3-point percentage from Texas Tech was 39.1%. And
free throws.
I mean,
oh my.
Michigan State, they made their free throws 77.8%. I'm surprised that it didn't come down to free throws because Texas Tech made 61.5% of their free throws. That's awful. I mean.
Okay, yeah. So now I need to talk. Okay, so Texas Tech won every single half. Now, first one, 23 against 21. Okay, not that big of a deal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they easily come back, you know. Second half, 38-30. Okay.
That was the half that killed them.
Yeah, that was the one that killed. So you see, 2 points you can give up at the first. Because, you can come back. 38-30.
It's going to be a little harder.
This is a little harder. You add the points up, 61-51.
But this is something that's a little bit interesting. Michigan State's rebounding was tons better than Texas Tech's. So Michigan State's total rebounds were 36, Texas Tech's were 30. But listen to these offensive rebounds. Michigan State had 8. Texas Tech had 3. I mean, that's really surprising knowing that it came down to 10 points. I mean, yes, Texas Tech had 8 assists and Michigan State had 6. But I mean, that's going to come down to like 4 points, maybe 6. And blocks, Texas Tech had 4, Michigan State had 2. Okay, not a huge
steals,
deal.
4
steals,
1.
This is a huge one right here. Michigan State had 11 turnovers. That's 11 times that they didn't get a chance to get a shot up. Let's say they get it down to Nick Ward and he's getting those post-up moves in. Let's say they get it to Xavier Tillman. He's hitting those mid-range jumpers. Get it to Cassius Winston. My gosh, get it to Cassius Winston. Let him take it to the hoop. One of the best players in the Big Ten. Let him take it to the hoop.
Okay, personal fouls, 15-18. Texas Tech had 18. Michigan State, 15.
Back to those turnovers. Texas Tech had 7 turnovers. Let's pretend that Michigan State had 7 turnovers, just like them. That's 4 turnovers less. Let's say they get a 3 on half of them. So 3, 6, and then 2, 4, 10. If they had made half of those and they were threes and they went in, they would have tied them. Who knows what would have happened in overtime? Maybe Cassius Winston would have gone off. Maybe Nick Ward would have gone on fire getting like tons of rebounds and tons of post-ups. Who knows? Maybe Xavier Tillman would have got in there too. But those turnovers killed him.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to talk about the Virginia versus Auburn. So Auburn Tigers had 62 points, lost Virginia by 63. That's a 1-point difference.
I mean, like I said with the Duke and Purdue game, it came down to the little things.
Yeah.
Like free throws.
Free throws, blocks, everything.
I learned about the other day. Kyle Guy, the Virginia Cavaliers' probably best player, was dealing with depression. Which I think is just like, wow, because you don't see it with him. A lot of guys that have that, they just sit over and they're like, ugh, and they just wouldn't do anything like this. Kyle Guy, when he had that pressure and he had to shoot those free throws at the end of the game, when it was 60-62 with like 10 seconds left, he wasn't scared. That's a guy I really admire.
Yeah. So, also, Auburn is number 5 and Virginia is number 1. Now, Auburn lost by 1. So, think, if, like the things you said, the small little things. Now, okay, let's go. So, Virginia Cavaliers, 28 in the first, 35 and a half, or in the second. Auburn, 31 the first, 31 in the second. They have the same amount of points. Auburn won the first one, and Auburn won the and lost the second one. So,
I just, like I said, came down to crunch time. Let's talk about something, though. It's not like any of those players for Auburn really did anything. I mean, no one got higher than 13 points, and that was from Samir Doty, number 10. I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
No one stepped up. I mean, their best starter was Bryce Brown with 12 points, and then Jared Harper with 11, and then McLemmer with 9. I mean, no one stepped up.
Like, they're, like, the minutes, though, like,
I think they gave Samir more minutes just because he was doing well. But
yeah,
that's it. Virginia, there were some people that were actually doing stuff. Here's the starters. Mamadi had 2 points, 6 rebounds, no assists. Assists I'd like to come up and points come up, okay. Kyle Guy, here it is. Here's the guy I said I really admired. 3 rebounds. Okay, he's a guard, so I like that. 4 assists, which I just think is really awesome for a guy that can score, but he's not selfish. And 15 points. That's enough for a team like Virginia. And then DeAndre Hunter, 14 points, 2 assists, 5 rebounds. Okay, pretty similar.
Yeah.
And then Clark had 9 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds, and Ty Jerome, 21 points, 6 assists, 9 rebounds.
No, that guy was on fire.
Went off.
Yeah.
He is a guard, and he has 9 rebounds. A guard with 9 rebounds. That is crazy. And it's not like he was just hanging out under the rim, just waiting to grab rebounds. He was scoring, too. He had 21 points. And this is with him having 6 assists. I mean, you can't get much better than that.
Yeah. Okay, so when we go over to Auburn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know.
And now we're going to look at the stats for both teams. The field goal percentage. Virginia could not miss. I mean, 49% was their field goal percentage. 49%. They just couldn't miss. And Auburn's 38.2. I mean, it's not awful, but it's not 49.
Yeah.
The three-point percentage, this is another big one. The Virginia's three-point percentage is 36.8%. And
Auburn's
was 29%.
Hot trash.
But here is something that's really interesting. Like I said, when it comes down to clutch time, guess what their free throw percentages were? Virginia's free throw percentage was 50%. They went 6-for-12 from the free throw line. That's awful. But when you look at this, Auburn was 78.6% from the free throw line. That's pretty good. 11-for-14. They made more free throws. If Virginia would have missed one of their free throws, they would have gone into overtime. Who knows what happened. But I was talking about three-pointers earlier. They had a lower percentage. Auburn had a lower percentage, but they made more threes. Virginia made 7, and Auburn made 9. But just overall with the field goals, Virginia was better with those mid-range and low down, and it added up. And
yeah, that's one of the little things that you need to work on. Like,
don't just shoot threes all the time.
Yeah, sort of play it safe, you know?
Don't just chuck up a bunch of threes like Carson Edwards, but he was on fire.
Yeah.
And then next we will be talking about the other ones. So the total rebounds, Auburn had more. This is just these things that it's like, how did this happen though? Auburn had 9 offensive rebounds. Well, Virginia only had 5. 5. And overall, it was, like I said, 33 for Auburn and 31 to Virginia. I mean, I don't want to say about that. Assists, Virginia had 15 and 9 for Auburn. That's a big one. That was a big one. That's 6 more assists for Virginia. That means they're sharing the ball a lot more than Auburn.
Oh, we have to go over to turnovers. 8? Okay. Virginia had 8 turnovers, and Auburn had 5. Now, that's really weird.
I don't know how they pulled this off. And then they both had the same amount of fouls.
Yeah. Also, blocks, 9-3.
That's not going to...
That's basically what you would expect out of Virginia winning.
But a big thing that a lot of people are talking about is that call with the kicked ball violation. What do you have to say about that, Reese? The kicked ball with Virginia?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not okay.
I mean, I don't know what to say about it, really. That might have cost the game.
It's not okay.
Auburn could have come back and made a shot, and maybe stopped him on D if they had gotten back. But if they had called that, Auburn probably could have won. Agreed?
Yeah, if you can't just, like, make those mistakes. It's not okay.
I mean, that double dribble.
You see, like, at a young age, you can, you know, be okay with it. It's a mistake, you know? And at this like, day and point, it's like, sure, it's a mistake. But it cost you.
I mean, Ty Jerome, I feel like he was just going a little bit too fast. I mean, he just needed to slow down a little bit. But I'm not going to say much about it because what's done is done. I don't have much feelings about that. The refs talked about it. And when they looked back at it, even if they don't agree with it, I'm sure they felt sorry, and I'm just going to let that go. Okay, and now that's a break for ESPN Junior. We'll be right back. Hello, this is back to ESPN Junior. I'm your host, Dylan Pitts.
And I'm Reese Zito.
And finally, to wrap up today's episode, we will be talking about the championship game of March Madness.
Texas Tech, Red Raiders versus Virginia Cavaliers.
This game was crazy. I mean, there were just so many games. This game went into overtime, but we'll talk about that later. There were just so many things that happened throughout that game that were just like, whoa. I mean, for Texas Tech, their leading scorer was Brandon Francis. What I was talking about the other time with, I believe it was Auburn.
Oh, Auburn, yeah.
And Brandon Francis isn't even a starter, and he's leading the team in points. That just boggles my mind. And the forward, Tariq Owens, 3 points. You got to have that come up. But that 5 rebounds, I like that. The Norris had 5 points with 6 rebounds, which is really good. But he's a center. I mean, he does that.
Okay, so.
And the guard, Jarrett Culver, had 15 points and 5 assists. 9 rebounds. 9 rebounds for a guard. 9. 9 rebounds.
No, that's when you know. Even like how we said, like Brandon Francis, not even a starter, 17 points. They're doing really good. Okay, now we're going to Virginia.
So, Kyle Guy, I mean, he was on fire again. That big number 5. He had 24 points, 3 rebounds, those no assists. I mean, I'd like to have him a few more. DeAndre Hunter had 27 points, 9 rebounds. That guard. Those 9 rebounds, that's a lot. Those 1 assist, I mean, I'd like to see that come up a little bit. 27 points. And then, yeah, pretty much. Ty Jerome with those 6 rebounds, 8 assists. 8 assists, that's a lot. He shared the ball a lot like he did the other game. And 16 points. And, yeah, pretty much. And then we're going to look at the stats.
Okay, so
the field goal percentage.
Virginia had 45.8%. Texas Tech.
So, yeah, the field goal percentage for Virginia was 45.8%.
Offensive rebounds for Virginia was 11.
And then 42.9% for Texas Tech. And yeah, the 3-point percentage, this is a big one again. Virginia on fire again. 45.8% from the line, from the free throw line, from the 3-point line, making 11 out of 24. But again, Texas Tech, 33.3% from the 3-point line, 10 out of 30. This is one of the big things that's killing teams against Virginia, that 3-point percentage. And those three free throws, they were both amazing from the free throw line. 87% for Virginia, 86.7% for Texas Tech, 13 out of 15 for Texas Tech, and 20 out of 23 for Virginia. So, total rebounds, Virginia had 39, Texas Tech with 32.
Offensive 7 rebounds.
Okay. Offensive, 11 and 9. Virginia had 2 more, but I mean, that could do it in a game like
yes.
This.
Okay, assists, Virginia had 15, Texas Tech had 9.
And those assists, I mean, that's sharing the ball, that's getting those buckets. I mean, an assist is whenever they pass it and they make it. I mean, it's a big deal. Blocks 3 and 3, so that doesn't matter.
Turnovers.
Steals, 4 and 6. 4 and 6 for steals. So, I mean, that won't do too much, I feel, you. I mean, two steals.
Yeah, yeah, two. It's not that big of a deal. They could easily go back. It's not like changes the game or anything.
But Texas Tech's turnovers, they had less than Virginia. I mean, Virginia keeps getting all the turnovers in all these games. They had 11. Texas Tech had 8. There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah.
But Texas Tech fouled more. They had 18.
And that could easily do it.
Exactly. I mean, and Virginia had 15. Those 3 fouls, 2 free throws each time, that's 6 points.
Free throws percentage, it was bigger. It all makes sense.
Exactly. But what was most exciting about this game was it goes into OT, right?
Yeah. So it's overtime. No, because they both won a half.
So it's tied at 68 at the end of the second half, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Virginia just went pew. But Texas Tech just went silent. I mean, in overtime, Texas Tech had 9 and Virginia had 17. That's what does it. Okay, guys, and that's it for ESPN Junior tonight. We'll see you later. That's a wrap.